122 Vicky DeVittorio seeks a special use exception for a garage studio apartment. Section 115-23C6 of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northeast side of Red Mill Drive and Minnis Conaway Road. The 911 address is 31509 Red Mill Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 1, Parcel 51. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. And again, it's a special use exception for a garage studio apartment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Vicky DeVittorio, 31509 Red Mill Drive, Lewis.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hi. How are you?
I wanted to clarify a little bit. I'm sure it's just the way the paperwork goes. We didn't apply. My intention was not to apply for a studio apartment over a garage. We're looking to put more of the, what I call a cute little 650-700 square foot in-law cottage. So that's to bring in. We just moved our grandmother here from California. She needs a place to stay. We're trying to maintain some independence. We talked to a builder. We have an acre property that is fenced within a community. Mm-hmm. We are on the end. We talked to a builder. We were talking about adding a breezeway to attach it out the section of the house that we felt was most practical to do. It would not be cost effective due to the propane tank, the well, all that stuff to put this breezeway out there. So he suggests that we just build the new fad, tiny little, cute little home out there. Then we talked about a design, but we didn't think it was cost effective for us to go ahead and to get a design before we actually had permission to put this, I guess, special use out there. So just so we're clear, we're not looking to build a garage with a studio above it. We're looking to build a 700 roughly square foot cottage that is close enough and then just becomes part of our backyard for our grandmother to stay with us. So I don't know what else to, I know I saw that you have the map. The driveway is intact. We just have to remove the fence, change the fencing, but there, one of the questions on the application was asking about the driveway. It's there. Nothing else would have to change except we have to move our fence and add some more sidewalk once the little place is put in there. So we're just looking for permission to go ahead and move forward with the getting plans to do that.
Can I ask you a question? Is your grandma, you said, is going to be the person that...
Yeah, she is.
Right.
Does
there.
She have
She's,
any...
right there.
Right over there.
We just moved here from California yesterday.
Okay, so she does have a handicap.
She does. She's doing well. She just moves a whole, whole lot slower. We have home care in place. It will start soon. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need a nursing home. She doesn't need assisted living. This is more cost effective, and she's right on our property with us every day. This maintains some independence. She can't live in a bedroom in a house, you know. It's not practical.
How big is the cottage, you said?
We were looking. We talked to the builder, 650, 700 square foot, just that she needs a living room. She doesn't really need a kitchen. She needs a kitchenette. We'll do all the cooking, and, you know, we'll still have her. It'd be like the new fad community area for people for her. So,
okay.
But we were told that we couldn't even consider that without permission to do that, and we wanted to start here.
So okay. It'll be under 800 square feet.
Yes, for sure. We don't need much more than that. We've given everything away. So, you know, if we can get permission from you to consider that, we'll go ahead and start a design, and I understand then that permit is different.
Can you show me on this drawing where you're planning on putting it?
It will come through.
Sorry.
This is our driveway. This is our fence. So if the property would be, we have paving and all right back through here. It would sit right here. There's a fence here. We would knock the fence out. I actually have pictures on my iPad.
Oh, excellent.
Can I show you that?
Well, no, on the iPad, because you'd have to leave it.
Can she plug it in? Can she plug it in?
I'm sorry.
Is there a way to plug the iPad in?
I don't know if there's a way to plug the iPad in to the computer.
Can you do this? Can you just draw it on there for me? And I'll pass that down to the...
Put that on the list.
We sit properly.
And
the reason we considered doing just putting it on a little bit of an angle... Right here.
Okay.
All right, this is we have a screened-in porch, so this would be her access to us, shorter distance.
Okay, so that's a breezeway?
It's just a backyard, open area.
Okay.
It's paved.
So are you tying that to the house?
No, it's not going to attach to the house at all.
Okay.
We just wanted to angle a little bit so when she would come out, what in essence would be her front door, our house is right here within 40 feet. So it's not a long track, because the yard, we have an acre.
Right.
So that side of the house is pretty big, pretty, the lawn is pretty big.
Right.
But we just wanted to put it as close to what is already our paved area, so that we could just extend the paved area, and she can enjoy the patio as well, whether we're there or not. And then it comes right off the driveway, so the builder just talked about moving the fence area.
That's all you'd have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, very comedy. I'm sorry. Mr. Wortman, do you have any further questions?
She answered them all.
Mr. Mills?
I do. Here's the question.
Okay.
Will your request not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
I don't think so, and both my neighbors, most who will have the view change a little bit, are here today.
Okay.
So I spoke, they actually were kind enough to come to me when they got the letter, so I did appreciate it. Actually, three of my neighbors.
Oh, that's good.
So.
Okay.
And asked what this was. It was a little misleading with the studio apartment that
right.
that kind of threw some people off, I understand. But I talked to my neighbors directly across, directly to our right.
Mm-hmm.
Slight view change, but we're not building a condominium.
Sure.
So.
And they were okay then?
They said they were. They're here.
That's great.
So.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Are there any further questions? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, okay, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, in opposition?
You in opposition?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, come on up, sir. I didn't see your hand, I'm sorry. Ma'am, you can sit right down up front here in case we need you. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, sir, I didn't see your hand.
I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You just need to go up and be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert DeLacy, 16998 Russell Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
If I may give the young lady a copy of the, now I'm a lack of words. I guess restrictions when the property is attached to Sussex County Recorder Deeds has it.
So this piece of property you're talking about?
Yes. In the restrictions, condition one.
Are we talking about the restrictions of the homeowners association?
No, the covenant for the, when you bought it, it's recorded, Sussex County Recorder of Deeds. There's a development restriction.
Okay.
A covenant, is that what you call it?
We don't enforce those.
We don't enforce those, sir.
You do not.
We do not. They are a product of a. If there is an enforcement arm with restrictive covenants, this is not. We do not enforce those. We do not have jurisdiction to enforce those. We have jurisdiction to enforce the Sussex County Code, and what the applicant has applied for is under 115.23C of the Sussex County Zoning Code, and that's what we have here today. So the issue before this board. Is whether or not what the applicant is proposing to do has a substantial adverse effect on neighboring and adjacent properties. That is the sole issue before this board today.
There's no point then, as far as this being a residential community, that you're bringing an apartment in here. And down the road, I mean, I have sympathy for them and I understand what they're doing. But at some point down the road, this can be used as an apartment in development.
Okay.
You have a situation here that's throughout the whole county, okay? Just so you know what the rules are. Our attorney has told you why, okay?
Yes, sir.
In any homeowners association, you should have your own lawyer. And this situation, if it's approved here, then if you don't, you know, if it does, it's not in your covenants, then you get your lawyer and you do what you have to do. But here we can only approve, okay, what is in front of us, okay? Nothing with the homeowners. We can't support anything of the homeowners at all.
The question.
Does that make any sense to you now?
I understand what you're saying, but okay. There is no homeowners. I mean, there is a homeowners association okay. that come in after the fact.
Okay.
So
well,
it's a voluntary.
Even if you're talking about the restrictions on the property.
Right. Well, on the property, when you purchase the property, these are a covenant that you assume when you purchase the property.
And it's something that the county does not...
We can't enforce it.
This board does not enforce, okay? The issue tonight, or the question tonight before this board is, will this exception will it not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? So the it's that's the question.
I understand what you're saying.
So if you think that it will have not just, you know, and I'll be very clear, not just an adverse effect, but a substantial adverse effect.
Right.
Okay. If you feel that it will, then you're welcome to voice your opinion.
But then the covenant has no use at all, has no bearing.
Well, it does. It does, but that has to be enforced in a different
body.
Body, like a court.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll wait you.
There's a different forum for that.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Okay. Are there any other opposition? Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. We have not heard testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion. We approve case number 11,622 for a
studio
or garage apartment of 800 square feet or less.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,622. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,622 is approved.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Good luck.